This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Exit polls show Germany's conservatives and their social democrat rivals were tied in Sunday's national election, leaving open which of them will lead the next government as Angela Merkel prepares to stand down after 16 years in power. Broadcaster ARD's poll shows Merkel's conservative bloc won 25% of the vote, their weakest result in a post-war federal election, and on par with the center-left Social Democrat, with other polls showing the chancellor's rival party marginally ahead. Attention will now shift to informal discussions, likely with the Greens with 15% and liberal Free Democrats with 11%, followed by more formal coalition negotiations, which could take months, leaving Merkel in charge in a caretaker role. Merkel has been in power since 2005, but plans to step down after the election, making the vote an era-changing event to set the future course of Europe's largest economy. Police in Norway on Sunday reported dozens of disturbances and violent clashes, including mass brawls in the Nordic country's biggest cities, after streets, bars, restaurants, and nightclubs were filled with people celebrating the end of COVID-19 restrictions. The Norwegian government abruptly announced Friday most of the remaining restrictions would be scrapped beginning Saturday, and life in the nation of 5.3 million would return to normal. The unexpected announcement by Prime Minister Erna Solberg took many Norwegians by surprise and led to chaotic scenes in the capital, Oslo, and elsewhere in the country. Rowdy celebrations across Norway by hundreds of citizens started Saturday afternoon and lasted until the early hours of Sunday. This is VOA News. A Syrian health official said on Sunday hospitals in the capital, Damascus, and also in a coastal province have reached capacity due to rising coronavirus admissions. Syria on Saturday logged 442 new COVID-19 infections in government-held areas, a new daily record for the conflict-hit country. The official says it's the first time the number of cases has reached 400 in one day. Coronavirus has been on the rise across Syria since mid-August, including in the northwest and northeast, large parts of which fall beyond government control. According to the World Health Organization, only 2% of Syria's population has been at least partially vaccinated. Syria's conflict has since 2011 killed nearly 500,000 people and ravaged a healthcare sector struggling to cope with a mass outflux of professionals. Around 70% of the country's pre-war medical staff have left since the start of the war. The Taliban urged international airlines Sunday to resume flights to Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, saying all technical issues at the country's main airport have been resolved. Facilities at Kabul Airport were badly damaged in the chaotic evacuation of more than 120,000 people that ended August 30th with the withdrawal of the last U.S. troops. Since then, only charter flights have been operating, although some carriers have run some special flights. The international community is keen to hold the Taliban to their word that they will allow anyone to leave the country once commercial flights resume. Services at Kabul Airport were restored, mostly with technical help with Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Turkey. And Sudan's military said on Sunday it had repelled an attempted incursion by Ethiopian forces in the border area between the two countries. It said in the statement the Ethiopian forces had been forced to retreat from the area without giving further details. The head of Sudan's military told reporters the incident took place on Saturday. He said it showed how the military was protecting the country in the wake of a coup attempt last week. Tensions along the border between Sudan and Ethiopia have escalated since the outbreak of a conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region last year that sent tens of thousands of refugees into eastern Sudan. The tensions have focused on an area of fertile farmland where the border is disputed. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.